right, hey, we are here in the 2018 CUNA GAC in this town called Washington, D.C., with Trellis' very own Tom Davis. How are you, Tom?
Very good. Good to see you again, my
friend. Good to see you, sir. Yes. Always a pleasure. Yeah. Always a pleasure. So how's the show going?
Show's going great. Yeah. Obviously, this is our reemergence, so we're coming back out. We've been around for, you know, a long time, but now we're very different looking, and so we're getting a lot of questions is, you know, who is this Trellis?
Yeah.
What happened to CSCU? Yeah. You know, did you quit your job and go somewhere? Nope, I didn't. So a lot of those kind of conversations. So we're talking about the new Trellis brand and what that's all about and the services around that. Mm-hmm. And if you think about where we came from, you know, being in card processing for such a long period of time, and now to say, well, we've divested our card processing. We, you know, we made those announcements toward the end of last, end of 2017. Excuse me. And what's next? What's next? Well, we retain those consultants. We retain that advocacy, and now we're an unbiased, independent, you know, CUSO that knows a heck of a lot about payments, knows a heck of a lot about third-party providers in this space.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is hey, consider Trellis nothing more than an extension of your staff. We're your experts in wherever that you need in these areas, in managed services and vendor management, specifically with payments. Obviously, we started there. But as we move through other financial services, that's where we're going. And so to try to iron that in, and of course, the new brand Trellis, the concept of a trellis supporting our financial institutions. We're hiring some of the experts. So there's a lot of, if you're looking for a job, you come to our website. Everybody's hiring right now, but we're hiring
good company.
Too.
I highly recommend them.
Thank you very much. So we're hiring experts that really understand that, you know, credit unions may not need some of this expertise on their staff, you know, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but hey, can I check it out and borrow it when I need it? That's really what the Trellis model is going on the consulting services side. On the managed service side, stuff we've been doing a long time. We'll just take it over for you. You know, if it's just like mowing the grass and you just don't want to deal with it, or hey, you don't have the expertise to know how to manage it, we'll manage it for you under that CUSO model. So it's a pretty interesting time for us.
I like the mowing the grass analogy.
Yes,
I like that.
That was my good friend Bill Lehman. He came up with that one. I'm stealing from you, Bill. Sorry about that.
Alrighty. We'll get that trademarked right away.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's the way forward for Trellis? Because, I mean, you guys have obviously had a great launch and things are looking up. You've got a great booth in there, by the way. So what's in the near future, even the long-term future?
Right. So we've sort of grown with the managed services consulting model. We're going to go into vendor management, obviously. And when I talk about vendor management, everybody, you know, says, oh, vendor management, what does that mean? We're here to try to help you get the most out of the vendors that you selected, make sure they're aligned with your digital strategy, not just from the RFP, but all the way through the process, working with them, seeing the products and services that they have, making sure that the SLAs are being met and the invoices are correct. Those are blocking and tackling, helping you with your parameter settings, helping you, you know, plug in, get the right people, maybe even at the credit union that we're interfacing with them, sit with you while you're talking to your vendors.
Yeah.
So that's our next sort of, you know, sort of round of evolution there. And then we really believe, and everybody does, in data analytics. But it's one thing for me to come and say, hey, you know, here's a bunch of data. You know, the next step is, you know, what does that data mean? And then the next step after that is, how can I actually act on that data? And everybody talks about actionable data, but we really are going to believe in that. We're going to use that managed service model and that vendor management model. You marry that with data analytics, I think you get a holistic view of really where Trellis wants to be.
Okay.
So that's what's next for us.
Wow.
So a lot of hiring, a lot of infrastructure we're going to have to build out for this. But this is our path forward. So
and let's segue into Immersion 18.
Immersion,
your wonderful conference.
That
is kind of transitioning or transforming as well.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. So we're going to have a great conference now, and so. Again, you know, we've had a great partnership a long time with FIS, and now we're inviting all the vendors that are out there.
Okay,
so we're going to have a number of new ones that will make some announcements here soon.
Okay.
Some folks that you would have never associated me with, you know, and saying, hey, this guy, he's worked with FIS forever. Well, now we're working with them all. And it's not, it's the intent is to try it again. Get the credit unions have made the vendor selection for whatever the reason may be. They've got their digital strategies figured out. Our job is to make sure they get the most out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So bring these folks in.
Okay.
And let's work with the credit union, with all of those vendors, and say, hey, how are they getting the most out of the partners that they have selected, and how can we help? Yeah. And so that's what Immersion 18 is going to be about. Okay. It's going to be very, very different. So looking forward to that. I don't know how many this is now. Well over 20 conferences that we've had.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Yeah, so we're way up there. So we know what we're doing here, and we're looking forward to it. So well, hopefully you'll be there.
You're going
to
come. Will. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I was talking about the vendor management part of it, because there's so many vendors out there right now. And have somebody to help them out, help sort them out,
and
do their due diligence and all that type of stuff. It's great to have somebody in their corner.
Yeah, and if you think about it too, and hopefully this is the way it will get. You know, I mean, you'll be able to pick best of breed one of these days.
Right,
you know, you
want
card controls over here, you want your PIN network over there, whatever. How can we help with that? You know, help you make the selection, make sure you've got, you know, everything covered, and to work through all of those contracts, which is, it can be tough. And then making sure that as you grow, your credit union grows down your digital strategy path, that all those vendors are laying right in front of you, right where you need them to be. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Last question for you, and I'll get you off the hot seat here. Let's get out your crystal ball, if there is one, for payments. I mean, what do you see coming down the turnpike here in 2018? I mean,
obviously,
you guys have your thumb on the pulse of what's going on here. So what do you see for credit unions?
More of the same, right? I mean, so we're going to see, you know, tokenization is starting to really catch fire. Not just in, you know, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay, like we're talking about. We're going to start to see tokenization, you know, maybe even at the merchants, on the merchant side. So, and that's a great thing. And digital issuance of cards and stuff. We'll start to see some bends there, I hope. And certainly, you know, it goes back to this Trellis thing. It's, you know, we got through EMV, you know, we got it all the way signed up on all the pays and things like, but how do you reorganize your staff? How do you let your members know how to interact with these products? I think that's really where we're going to get right now, because the technology's sort of done their part. We got to do our part and get everybody out there using it and you know, protecting the ecosystem. And certainly there's going to be another breach. Gosh knows where that's going to come. We know it's going to happen.
Yeah,
it is unfortunate. And, you know, the Equifax one taught us that was a very different kind of breach. And who knows where the next learning lesson is going to be there. But to try to digitize all of this information will, you know, think about what Equifax taught us. If we could digitize this information, you think, well, we can make it safer. But there's, I'm sure, more risks to come, that we haven't even thought of yet. So.
Well, it's the price we pay for convenience,
So
it's that double-edged sword that we're balancing on. So, interesting times, exciting times for sure.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you so much.
Well done, sir.
I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.